From the First Presidency, Your Future Home, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. One of my early memories is reading the scriptures in school. Back then, schools in my city began each day with a student reading from the Bible. So about every 25 school days, my turn came to choose the scripture. I always chose the same one. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, the love of Christ, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 2. As I read the first few words, I would get a certain feeling. The feeling was not just that the words were true, but that they were about some better world I wanted with all my heart to live in. It would be in a family I would someday have. I never talked with anyone about those feelings. Then, when I was 11, my parents took me to the home of my great uncle. He was a patriarch. He put his hands on my head and gave me my patriarchal blessing. He told me about the home where I would someday be the father. He described what I had been yearning or hoping for, my future home and family. I wondered, how can he know what is only in my heart? It was not secret, because God knew. Don't ignore the feelings that come to you to rise above yourself into a higher and more beautiful world. You might think it's not possible to grow up, get educated, and see the world, but you can. The Savior promised, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. He can and He will. I pray that you may go forward without fear and with confidence. Adapted from Come Unto Christ, Brigham Young University Devotional, October 29, 1989. Speeches.byu.edu. End of the article, From the First Presidency, Your Future Home, by President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by David Shaw.